the ticket.
Here we are once again.
The song gets stuck in my head every weekend.
With our friends, Bob, Dan, and Donovan.
Marking off all my losses.
Time to have some picks with
this is the best song we've ever had.
Nearly time to have some picks with friends. One of us takes it on the chin. There are no more Redskins. Best friends till the end. It's not gambling, that's a sin. Now it's time to have some picks with friends. It is time to have some picks with friends.
Ah, yes, there it is.
Ham delivered.
We are best friends to the end. Welcome to Picks with Friends, where we will pick football games, and we will have some fun, and we will learn to pronounce...
Wagyu.
Wagyu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Telling you, man,
joining
it's Wagyu.
Now,
I don't think that's correct. I think I've said it incorrectly before.
You say it's Wagyu?
It's Wagyu. So now we have to decide who's most likely to have ordered it multiple times to have a handle on this.
I've ordered
Moose.
It.
I've never had it.
Wagyu.
Yeah, Moose.
I think you got to throw the Y in there.
Think you have to
Moose
believe,
love Wagyu.
Think you have to believe. This is when we go with the big man, I think.
All right, let's introduce everybody. We have Moose / George Jubb Dunham.
Yeah, football friends.
From
Moose
that morning.
Love Wagyu.
Lover of beef.
Morning show who
I like hot dogs too.
I understand played the Lee Corso exchange again this week for some reason.
Oh, no way.
Well, it's just as we said, it's a symphony. What you guys did that day was a symphony of brilliance. So every once in a while we have to play it.
Also, the great Donovan. He
Hello football friends.
Unknown unbeknownst to me before just now, he's on every day 10 to noon here on the ticket.
Donnie. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Time to do.
It's meeting time, bro.
Oh, hey, Donnie Frog.
Of course Jake is here. Of course I am here. But what a deal we get the afternoon crew of Bob and Corby joining us. This is such a treat
wow.
to have our afternoon allies.
Hey, man.
Against those, the morning axis.
I don't think that's going to sit well with Moose.
No, we're all friends.
We yeah. are friends.
There's no division of noontime.
Here we are once
Would
again.
Would you like to hear the standings?
Pick some games with friends.
That's
There's been a bit of a shakeup in the standings.
One of the things I'm the most bummed about that we haven't done in-person Campound is that we're all sitting around a fire. Jubb's got the git fiddle, and we can all sing that song together.
Oh,
yeah.
The song makes me want a marshmallow.
We'll get there, guys.
You mean a marshmallow or want two marshmallow?
Yeah.
Just, there's a big
or
difference.
Or sing a marshmallow song.
Yeah. Put the head, put the big marshmallow head on.
Or what does it say about Marsh's Mellows? We thought about that.
So where are we at as far as the bet payoff?
He's ignoring me.
He hates you.
It is sitting in a production room reading a book from 7A to 7P?
6A.
6A?
Yes. That's
you know,
are you sure?
6A to 7P, except for when your show is on.
Yeah.
And you can take breaks when the station breaks. You can pull up on the computer in there, and you can see when the musers go to break or any other show. And then you can break, and you can go to the bathroom. But while broadcasting is happening on the ticket, you are reading, and you do not stop.
That way, any show could pot it up at any time, and you must be reading the book.
Correct. Or
how about from 6A to Wings for P?
Dear.
Not his shift.
Not
so
portion
Moose. Moose.
I thought that throw was coming Man. From.
I wanted to say Moose, but he's not.
Golly.
He's on
Moose.
Killing it.
Correct.
Boy.
Oh, man.
Moose just watched it go upper tank.
Have we decided on the book?
Well, Bernie the Brewer just slid down the
once we know who lost, we tailor make a book, their personal hell.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it needs to be something, you know, War and
Because
Peace
the McConaughey book
I thought
is
the
fun.
McConaughey book would be a funny idea.
No, that's really good.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, it's no matter what, you're reading for 12 hours, so you could be reading Little Red Riding Hood. It's not going to matter.
What about Stone Cold Steve Austin's book?
I love that as well.
Or Mankind.
All the just go to Donovan's bookshelf.
Right.
Oh, pick Triple H.
Pick a wrestling autobiography.
Hawk and Animals.
We're there.
Memoir.
That's right.
Oh, wow. The Undertaker's true story.
Coco, beware. The real Birdman.
Jeb, how's your shoulder?
My shoulder?
I just thought it would hurt a little bit from throwing underhand. I heard the McConaughey interview.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. How about, hey, congratulations on a great interview with Matthew McConaughey. That's fine. Matthew. You can say what you want. Matthew and I are pretty much best friends.
Mr. Matthew.
Oh,
Mr. Matthew.
Hey,
so great.
You know,
say
it's
right,
like when
right,
I talk
right.
to you guys. I don't ask tough questions. We're good friends.
Say all right three times.
Yay.
Dude, they brought
Gordon
up,
did that.
They brought up Merkin.
They
yeah,
did.
We did that for you. We did the interview
I know,
for
no,
you.
No, I could sense that. Thank
I thought it was very well done. Very well
thank
done.
You, yeah. Thank you, Corby. Thank you. And yeah, my shoulder hurts.
He'll
we've
never
got
get
a,
on the ticket again after that.
We've actually got Elizabeth on today to recreate the Matthew McConaughey Musers interview.
See, that's the...
Do we have that audio?
Biggest jerks.
Boy, the Elizabeth interview...
It didn't
that
go
down,
as well as we thought.
Nobody
like,
is going to go.
Is.
By the way, like three people know what we're talking about. We're good.
Right.
They're like, right. What?
But one of them is really mad about it.
Like Macho Man's woman? No. No. There's another.
You know, that's what
she's
I thought. I was like, wow, I want to go back and listen to that.
Is she 20?
She's got to be at least 20.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Oh, yeah. She's over 20.
Oh, yeah.
You guys should at least explore me.
Ask Mino. He had the countdown clock on her.
Jeez, George.
Good Lord.
What in the heck?
Well, Moose with a Moose with a sharp a sharp line drive down the line.
The bit was
Moose is round in second.
Many years ago, George came in and said, I was at a neighborhood barbecue, and there was a little girl who's one of my next door neighbors. What would you say she was? Under 10.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. She's like
8 years old.
Seven? She's like four, maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. But you said,
she
boy, she had some hot sports opinions and she knows the players on the Cowboys. She was.
It was the Mavericks. Yeah. It was like Nash.
Oh, it was the Mavericks?
And, yeah. It was
Mavericks.
Nash and Dirk and them.
So we're going to. She was just spouting this and that, and so they booked her as a guest on the show.
Okay, we didn't have to book her. She didn't have too much going.
Had to go through her agent.
Or did y'all not? Y'all couldn't get her, and you booked her brother.
Man.
And they had her on the phone, and after George's big setup of how, oh, she's firing hot sports opinions, she's got a lot.
You're not going to believe what she's going to say.
It was all
said
one
she had
word
hot
answers.
Sports opinions. I just thought she was cute. She.
But it was
a lot
all
of cute things to say about
answers.
The Mavericks. There wasn't like hot takes like, hey, Dirk's never going to win at all.
It was
like, that's who Bob was looking
recreate.
For. The 4-year-old was going
to
rip on the Mavericks.
Fire
you'd
these clowns.
You'd ask her a 30-second question about Dirk, and she would say, yes.
Or, she froze up.
No. Yeah. All one word. And so what we did the next day, we printed a transcript of the whole thing. And we just recreated the interview with us asking the questions, and then we had her audio answering us.
Yeah, no way.
And I don't think Jubb was happy about that for a little while. It took us a while
no,
to get become friends.
You're taking
again.
A run at a 4-year-old.
It was really more of a run at you, but.
Just to bring the heat.
And to see those
she
people at
to
church every week.
Yeah, she needed to be ripped.
Awful.
Man, this is the best.
Sometimes you should get her back on and ask her about Luca. About the Mavericks leaked jerseys. Oh. Ask her a lot. Come on, Jubb.
Did she ever ask you if the chicken was ready?
No. We did have that dude on, though.
I know. That was awesome.
All right, here are the standings.
Oh, no.
We have a bit of a shakeup at the top, only that there is now a little company at the number one spot. Two people tied at 39 and 31 after a terrible week from Sports Sturm. He went 2-8.
Oh, my.
Bob is still number one.
I'd like to dedicate a couple losses to Benson Mayoa and Todd Gurley. Thanks to both of you.
But he shares number one with Corby. Both 39 and 31.
Thank you. Finally.
Eight games above
500. What's gotten into Corby this year?
Finally, we've climbed the ladder. Well, after the massive comeback last year, there was really no stopping me.
Oh,
yeah. The momentum that I had.
A lot of momentum leading into this year.
You know, we're going to take these wins late in the season, and we're going to build momentum to next season.
It works.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in third. I'm at 500, 35 and 35. Very average. That's on my tombstone. We have Jubb, Moose. In fourth place, 34 wins. In fifth place, Jake. Although he went 1-9 this week, he could not fall to the bottom.
I need to fire a coordinator.
Jake is at 28-42, and we all remember last week's triple play, the Cowboys.
Look, sometimes you got to try to will it.
Just keep tripling Liberty. That's the only one you've won, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 1-6 on triples. And
wow.
I got my triple again last week, Jake.
And yeah, at the bottom.
George, yeah, Jake. I was happy for you.
At the bottom, one game behind Jake, Donovan.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
George, you
last
are.
Last week, triple played Illinois.
Oh,
and everybody nodded and gave you a huzzah. Yes, that's a great idea, Donovan.
I know.
George, you were 6-1 in your triple play.
I know.
And you're
people
two games under 500.
Yeah. And I'm
that's okay.
And I'm 1-6 on triples and behind, just a few behind him.
You're getting more and more, Jake, as the weeks go on.
Yeah.
So let's pick games, and we go from first to worst so that we can evaluate whoever the top pick, and maybe you want to bet against them. I don't know.
Corby.
So we will start. You want to start with Corby?
I think it's only right.
Well, since I'm 6-1 picking Cowboy games and my one loss is actually picking for them, I'm going to go ahead and roll with this trend, take the Eagles, -3.5.
Yeah, that seems like a really low
line.
Are
you sure that's the right line?
Yeah, so
I don't think that's the line anymore.
No, and when we did this, they were kind of holding on posting something because of the quarterback scene. I think we need to play it at 7.5.
What does it say now?
Okay.
So. Is it 7.5 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, let's do that. Deal?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Deal.
All right. So I'm going to take the Eagles at 7.5. And, well, I guess
that's your triple or just?
No. That's just my single play. My triple play is going to be amongst the picks that we have to make, though. I'm going to go ahead and take Ohio State to cover the 12 points against Penn State.
So after last week, you bet against Ohio State.
Yeah. I took Nebraska in 30 or whatever, and
just how did that work?
Rickrolled them.
Get your licks in now.
Well, it's all because of the Neal team.
That's true.
Nobody
so you're taking the college of the future or the of current.
Quinn Ewers, yes.
Southlake quarterback.
Yes.
All right, Bob.
Dan, I also will be taking the Eagles -7.5, but only on a single. If it was 3.5, we would have pushed them all in, you know, but let's be careful there. And for a triple, let's find the soonest game we can triple. Oh, there's Thursday Night Football, isn't there? Okay, well, let's go Carolina -2.5. Triple play. Lock it up!
Carolina.
No McCaffrey. Is Bob crazy? Tune in at 7 to find out.
I'm tempted to go right against you with the with Atlanta coming off that.
You should. Atlanta's doing really well this season.
Bone-crushing loss.
Everything they touch is turning to gold.
Yeah, I just can't.
All right. Well, I will take, and I am very similar. If it was 3.5, I was ready to triple.
Yeah.
I was wondering if we would have 6 people triple against the Cowboys. But if it's 7.5, I still can't bet on the Cowboys. Is it the Nooch? Are we definite with the Nooch?
I wouldn't say definite. If Julie told us Andy Dalton was sending meetings, that's at least more than nothing.
Because he's able to be in a room with a light, so
with a projector. Can you turn the projector down just a little bit?
Got a sleep mask on.
Thank but you it worked for listening, one week. By the way, Bob.
Julie, I thought you were doing so.
Well, thank you.
So point. You know, just solid work today.
It was a very minor detail in one of my tickers that you paid close attention to, more than Jake and Dan ever have.
You know what? That's very true.
Whoa.
Okay, Dan.
Pent up
Dan.
Frustration there.
You're right on the money, Julie.
I think Jake might listen sometime.
Julie, they don't appreciate you is what's happening here.
It's fine. Y'all keep picking. I'm sorry.
It worked one week in a row. I'm going to ride that momentum and go 2 weeks in a row And I'm going to take the Falcons tonight for a triple
Lordy.
Got a head to head.
Now we want to watch that game.
Sure.
Yeah. Want to watch it anyway.
Joe, what was that noise?
Moose.
It's Matt Rhule, baby.
Yes. I will have the guts to triple play the Eagles. Come on. It doesn't make any difference. 7.5, 3.5. That's an easy triple play coming from Triple Play Moose.
All right.
And my wild card pick is the Kitty Cats at Kansas State are getting 3.5 at West Virginia. Give me K-State.
Boy, he keeps going the K-State train, huh?
Riding that moment.
Yeah, just 2 weeks in a row. Yeah.
In fifth place, Jake?
I'm going to smooch the nooch. I'm going to take the Cowboys on a single.
Yeah.
You're going to take the Cowboys?
Yeah, I'm rolling, I'm rolling with the nooch.
Let's see, how have you done?
That is crazy.
Not well.
What if we
just like them?
What if we moved it to 10.5 for you? Would you triple the Cowboys?
Shut up. and for my triple,
are we allowed to do that?
Yes, we can alter the line.
For my triple, Sally.
Ooh.
I'm going North Carolina at Virginia. UNC -6.5.
How about that?
Tar Heel. Mostly just because I wanted to hear Fake Mac again.
We appreciate the pick, Jake. People don't think we win, but we do.
I said UNC. Boy,
Donovan, you're next.
The cadence
and
is
last.
Amazing.
I'll take Philadelphia.
God, he's so beaten.
So you guys are in trouble.
He is beaten.
Because I took Philadelphia.
Sounds like he's day drinking.
And for my triple play, give me Cincinnati over Memphis. Cincinnati favorite 6.5 over Memphis. Give me the Bearcats.
Solid pick.
Yeah. Now shut up. You said that last week and I lost.
Yeah, I want you to lose.
That's a great pick. Anytime you can take Lovie Smith on the road, you got to do it.
Well, guys, this was lots of fun. You are friends.
This was fun.
Go Falcons.
By the way, we only have 6 weeks left before we know who reads book, so you guys better pick hard.
Book.
You got that, Donovan?
I'm obviously picking hard. I've thought a lot about that.
You hear that, Lewis?
Yes, I hear you. I can't help but hear you, you loud mouth.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
You hear that, guys. Chappie, wherever you are?
Oh, Chappie.
Bye, boys.
2:30 late on the ticket.
Bye.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.